I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen. Hey guys, it's Andy. It's a Shaz night. We got Mike and Nima here. Mona's here too. There's a mentalist here too. And I don't know how I feel about it. I think I like it, but I might turn on him at some point. We'll see. See you later. He gave Reza a cat named Woody, and Gigi also gives him one of those. It's Watch What Happens Live with Mike and Nima from Shaz's Sunset now.
Thank you.
In the Bravo Clubhouse, sipping cocktails on a Shaz of Sunset Thursday until we all feel like we've been through a Persian immersion blender. Please welcome the bros of Sunset, Mike Shoed and Nima Bondi. Bond. Great to see you, Mike.
Great to be back.
Good. It's your clubhouse debut,
this
Nima.
Is literally my debut.
Nice to see you.
Likewise.
Okay, over at the bar, we have a mentalist who I must warn, if you try to read either of my guest minds tonight, you might need a shower after. Welcome, Oz Perlman.
Thank
hey,
you.
Oz. I have to say, Oz was blowing all of our minds backstage with his mentalist routines, and we're going to get into those in a little bit. Can you read my mind right now? No.
You're thinking no more alcohol.
Yeah, I was. Tonight, MJ made Tommy sign a prenup, and it was very clear that MJ knows her worth. Take a look.
I am the Susan B. Anthony of prenuptial agreements. I am rewriting the laws in California to favor the woman. You are welcome.
If you leave me for some secretary, I will kill her and I will kill you, and you will walk around the world without a penis.
Women of the world, ask for everything that you think is fair. And if you're a woman, then anything you ask for is fair.
I loved that.
She
was
amazing.
She is. MJ's not the only opinionated woman on Shaz. Asa made her season 7 debut tonight. Check this out, Mike. I want you to pay close attention.
Adam June.
So good to see you. You look amazing. Look at you.
I'm still in touch with, you know, those people in the crew that I was close with. Gigi and I still text. Mike never checks in, and eventually that faded out. And MJ, I don't want her anywhere near me or my family, like, ever.
It's really important to make the person we love happy, but you have to be honest. So be in your truth and speak your truth while you're also receiving his truth, and see where you're at with it.
Reaction to her saying you never checked in.
It's true.
Oh, it is true.
I don't.
Okay, you're done.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Okay.
God bless her.
Okay, Mike and Nima are here to answer your questions, but before we get to those, here's what three things I am obsessed with tonight. First, when we met Nima and Mona at the beginning of the season, we learned about their difficult upbringing. Here's what tonight Nima confronted his mom, and cue the waterworks. Take a look.
While they were getting a divorce, we went to Iran to live with our grandparents. Then we came back and my dad and Nima moved to LA and I stayed in New York with my mom.
Why did that separation happen?
It's so weird. They like let us choose.
Give me a side hug.
Hi, Dad. I pick up on a sense of pride that my dad has when he looks at my two sisters. It bothers me that he won't come to me and be like, hey, I'm proud of you. Somehow, the terms of the divorce became that the kids were going to choose which parent they were going to go with. It is something that I've had post-traumatic stress about to this day.
It's like most important women in my life were not in my life for my whole life. So it's like it's created problems that I never thought would happen.
This is, that's a tough one. Mona's here. Hi, great to see you. So, I mean, I don't, what was wild about that also was it seemed like you were comforting your mom and she wasn't comforting. Like, it turned into a reverse therapy session.
Persian parents have, like, the most amazing ability to lay, like, foundational guilt that, like, right. Never, you can't escape it. It became one of those things where as a man, when you see your mom cry, like, of course, right. Your instinct is yes. To be like, are you okay?
How did it come to be that they asked you guys to choose? I mean, at the time, did you think that that was odd or?
We were so
She was
young.
Four.
You were four.
I mean, you were three. I have
you're
a faint
four.
Memory, but I don't remember. We never analyzed it when you're like a 3-year-old.
Right.
You just think about it and do it.
That's wild.
It's tough. And we can't get a straight answer now because we'll be like, wait, how did that go down?
Right.
And it's like, don't worry about it. Eat some more food.
Right.
And it's just...
Very good. Yeah. I can ascribe to that, too. All right. Second, when the Shahs went to Vegas, triggering Mike's anger was like playing a very scary game of roulette. But here's what. On tonight's Shahs, Mike went from being belligerent to being aggressively thoughtful. Take a look.
You've had half the city. Relax.
What's going on at home?
Shut the up.
Are you
Shut
out the of you. Are you out of your f-ing mind? I f*** other girls when I'm married.
You. That
when I got separated and divorced from Jessica, I carried that guilt with me for years now.
Mikey!
This is for you. I appreciate you guys being around me and giving me support and showing me love.
Who is that?
This is Woody.
Thank you, Mikey.
In order to keep relationships alive and flourishing, you have to bring out the best in each other.
It seems like... Do you still carry the guilt, do you feel like? I mean, is that something you think that you will always carry, the guilt of the relationship with Jessica?
You know, in the beginning, when I saw my therapist, she's like, time will heal you. And as time progresses, I've gotten better. But Reza, because he knows all my deep, dark secrets, just was able to bring out the worst in me in Vegas. And I cried, and I got it off my chest. And
do you feel like you did get it off your chest?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah, I'm getting better every day.
Yeah. Finally, when it comes to relationships, Mike and Nima have sort of been around the block. So I wonder if they could help my Love Challenge staff who couldn't even find the block on a map if they tried. Here's what. It's time for Shahs of Sex Ed. My staff has submitted some anonymous sex and dating questions. I need your tips. Tell me, think with your duels. I don't know.
Last time I did this, I got eaten alive on the Bravo Instagram page.
Oh, really?
Because I gave dating tips.
Andy,
well,
you're asking.
You know what? Don't read. You know, the internet is for trolls, as you may
Andy,
know.
You're asking.
And for DMs.
I know what you're talking
yes,
about.
It's
you're
true.
Asking two divorced guys what they want to do
I
for advice.
Know.
We don't know anything.
Hey,
we're
we
divorced.
Know exactly what to do now.
Okay. How do I tell my wife that I want to bring another man into the bedroom? Well, that is such a gay question.
That
only my staff would have thought of that question. I mean, have either of you wanted to bring another man into the bedroom?
Sherman?
Right.
No, Shervin asked me to come, but I told him no.
Did Shervin ask
you?
Is it bad to show my face when I send nudes to you guys?
Yes.
101, I mean.
101%. How soon is too soon to start sexting with a new romantic prospect after you break? Oh, when you're starting to date someone, how soon is it to, how soon is too soon to sext?
It's never too soon.
Never too soon.
As long as she's comfortable with it and she feels respected.
My girlfriend yelled out her ex's name in bed. Should I be worried?
Absolutely. Yeah. The
yes.
Your girlfriend,
especially
she's
yelling out Mike.
Girlfriend.
You're like, what?
I mean, How do I get my boyfriend to start reciprocating oral sex?
Dump him.
And don't date DJ Khaled, because he obviously...
Yes, you're right. Don't date DJ Khaled.
A true man likes doing it.
Yes.
So
yes.
A true man likes doing it. Yeah.
Okay. Yes.
You know.
Is it better to go on dating apps or meet people in real life?
Both.
Right.
Bumble's on fire these days. So
I don't know. This guy's Tinder's been blowing up since
really?
Year.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. Tinder's blowing up in New York? Tinder is like here, Bumble's here, and if you're like high class, Raya is up
Raya.
Here.
He's, like, he's still waiting. Raya, reach
Raya
out to this
guy. Raya hasn't accepted me yet.
He wants to meet Raya.
I'm on the wait list.
He was crying the
what
entire
the hell,
time.
Raya?
On the wait list yeah. for
my
Raya?
My sister's on it, my friends are on it, Sherman's on it. Come on, Raya, get it together. Andy, can you write a letter of recommendation for me to Raya?
Yeah.
I'll write one for you, don't worry.
Okay. I don't need yours, I want Andy's.
All right, this one's... My boyfriend's balls are so hairy and he's against trimming. What do I do?
Talk to Nima, this guy's anti-hair anyway.
I manscape everything.
Which, by the way, he goes, New York is a little behind on this, on the escaping or whatever. What did you say?
New York needs to catch. LA ladies are very mans. Like they're
not mad, but they're dead.
Yeah.
I beg my boyfriend to tell me what his number is, but he says it's none of my business. Do I have a right to know?
Absolutely.
Girlfriends have a right to know. You say yes and you say no.
I never ask a woman how many people she slept with because it's none of my business, and they're gonna lie anyways. So just let it be.
I think if you're sleeping with someone, you have a right to know.
All right. Thank you very much, guys. I appreciate it. Let's go to, you guys were good at that. Let's go to Larry from San Francisco. Hey, Larry, what's your question?
You're killing
hey,
me.
Hey, Andy, big fan.
Thanks.
Hey, Andy, big fan. I love Shots of Sunset. My question's for both of you.
Yeah.
Do both of you think that Reza betrayed Mike by telling Shervin about Morgan moving out?
Mike. Be honest.
I think that was the wrong thing to do. I think Reza's heart was in the right place. I think ultimately, Shervin is a bit of a gossip. If you're going to ask someone to keep an eye on that, that was not the right person to tell.
Melissa C. wants to know, why is Mike always so easily angered? I'm referring to all seasons, not just this one. He has a meltdown every season.
What's her name?
Melissa.
I'm sorry, Melissa. Yeah.
On next week's Shaws of Sunset, MJ gives a speech at her rehearsal dinner, which included some thank yous and some F-bombs. Take a look at this sneak peek.
Holy.
Can I give a speech even though I'm not supposed to?
Uh-oh, it's going to take a while.
Everybody here is here for us. Where's Pedro? There he is. And Danielle and Christy and Vinny.
Good speech. Oh, there's a dish. Oh, a glass. Oh, wow, there's silverware here. Riveting speech.
I never practiced a speech, and now I'm realizing I'm really not prepared for tomorrow.
Wow. I got to tell you something. MJ's wedding is one of the most entertaining things I've seen on Shots
imagine
of Sunset.
Imagine being there.
I can't imagine.
It was a very good time.
Yes, let's go to Heather from Arizona. Hey, Heather, what's your question?
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, Andy. I just want to put a vote in for Scottsdale, Arizona for the new Housewives franchise.
Okay. Just so you know, we're not really looking. We're good. But thank you. What's your question?
Okay, my question's for Mike.
Yes.
Naughty, naughty Mike. Ooh. So we need to know the truth about MJ's epic bachelorette party. Did you hook up with anyone?
Okay. So the night before, Shervin met two girls. We went back to their room. He begged me. He's like, just take the grenade. No problem. I slept like this on the bed next to, on a queen bed. He slept on the other queen bed. He had sex with the girl that he was with. Begged me to keep her entertained. I didn't touch the girl. Swear to God. Then all the fighting happened. So long story short, I didn't touch anybody.
Okay.
I could have, and I didn't.
Mike's a virgin.
He knows.
All right.
Yeah, virgin.
Let's go to Randy from Dallas. Hey, Randy, what's your question?
Shalom, Andy. My question is for both Mike and Nima.
Yeah.
Guys, what's the current status of your friendship, considering you guys were both dissing each other in your Instagram comments?
People are so
real. We're going to hug this out because, look, let me feel this.
Tell them. Educate the world.
Mike is big brother, little brother. I think when you come into this, I think you're always going to be a little protective of this group of friends because it's a very special group. And when I met you initially, it was, we're bros instantly. Brothers are gonna push back. We're gonna fight. We're gonna get. It's really brotherly love. Right. It took on a life of its own on social media.
He's such a sweetheart. When I met him, he's like, dude, you're doing such a great job ripping our culture. Thank you. And I was like, all right, let me introduce you to the group. And we joke, we banter back and forth on social media, but I think the world's perception is a lot more crazy than.
Let's go to Allie from Mississippi. Hey, Allie, what's your question?
Hey, Andy. My question's for Nima.
Yeah.
After flirting all season with Gigi and it going nowhere, do you regret over Erica?
Do you regret going with Gigi over Erica?
I don't look at it that way, but yes, I regret hurting Erica. Erica didn't deserve what she endured. Golnessa, look, there's no rule book for trying to tackle a Loch Nessa. It is a mythical beast, and you have to go in trying to stay alive. I don't know that I would have, like, done it differently in retrospect, but Erica didn't deserve what she got.
Nima, Kaylee W. said, if you had to set up Mona with one of the guys in the group, who would you choose and why?
Duh. Oh, I don't know. I'd probably have to pick Mike because deep down behind all the testosterone, there is a heart of gold in there. And I think that he would be very good to her.
I would be.
Karen H., Facebook.
Not like that.
Mike, how has Jessica responded seeing how truly upset you've been and how you behaved with her?
Jessica is in a great place. She's dating an amazing guy. I'm very happy for her, and we
not
keep
really,
in touch.
Though.
Yeah, she's awesome. I love her, and we're good.
All good.
Yeah.
Let's go to Annabelle from Texas. Hey, Annabelle, what's your question?
Hey, Andy. I love you. Mike, I adore you. I think you're a great guy. So, Mike and Nima, what has been each of your biggest regrets this season, and what are you most looking forward to addressing at the reunion?
Yes, sir. Let me start.
You know, just the group takes shots at me, and I'm looking forward to addressing those accusations. And regrets, I don't have any. That's why our show's so amazing, because we lay it all out there and we're honest. And
yeah, I think my biggest regret is I don't want the Golnessa saga to seem a bit one-sided, so we're going to correct some drama at the reunion.
I think she wants you deep down.
Duh.
Yeah, I've seen her touch.
Duh.
Really? You think
so? The eyes never lie, Andy. They never lie,
and
yes.
The late-night texts either.
Oh, yes, really? Or the late-night FaceTimes either.
Or
we got that all on camera.
Really?
I didn't know about that. You guys were sexting?
We were FaceTiming late night.
Naked?
Really?
Not naked, but we were FaceTiming late night.
You heard it here first.
Wow.
Yeah. Shout out Shalom.
Jason T. texted, Mike, what did you think about Reza spending $500,000 behind Adam's back, and do you think he's ready for fatherhood?
He's not ready for fatherhood yet.
No.
But I respect any man that's willing to take a risk to build an empire for him and his family. So he pays all the bills. He's taking care of Adam. He's a great husband. I love him, and I respect his balls.
Time out. I don't want... Adam kind of comes off like a Stepford wife, and he's not. He's a super successful editor. He has his own career. So
right.
Shout out Adam right now, because he has his own gig.
Right.
He is not sitting at home, like, knitting socks for Reza. So shout out Adam. I love him.
Okay, it's time for my Mazel of the Day, and it goes to a new study by the Broad Institute, which claims that heterosexual males who have at least some of the gay genes tend to have more sex, more sexual partners, and are usually more physically attractive. Wait. What is a gay gene? Like, what does that even look like, is what I want to know. Oh, God. That's a gay gene? Thanks. My staff is so shady.
Tonight's Shackle goes to a tweet that went viral this week from a Gen Zer asking the Twitter universe, maybe it's just the Generation Z in me, but how did people burn CDs? Like, how did you just get a blank CD and put songs on it? This is how you burn a CD. You get your heart broken, you curate a select list of Liz Phair and Tori Amos songs that will accompany you to all your long and lonely drives to get late night tacos yes. alone while you get over that piece of shit who doesn't even deserve you because you have better things to do in 2003. Oh, and you can also just buy a burner thing online for like 10 bucks and then you put the music in. I want to thank Mike, Nima, and Oz. Okay, everybody, it's Andy here with Mike and Nima from the Shots of Sunset. Go see Truth Be Told. Friday nights in Lower Manhattan, you can see O's there. You can follow him at O's the Mentalist on Instagram. It's the best way to find out more and get tickets. Did you do a little thing with Nima beforehand, too?
No, let's do something now.
Okay,
yes,
do something
please.
Now.
Come on.
Let's rock and roll.
Okay.
Nima.
Yeah.
Grab some books. Are they real books or are they...
Yeah, they're real books.
Quick.
Anyone I want?
A lot of time. I don't know. Get...
All right,
nice. Two. You know what? Get some, this is gonna be heavy duty. Get a couple paperbacks. Get some things that you can open up real crisply.
Right here. Wives, where are the paperbacks? Finances, and side chicks.
Mike's like anything with women.
No, it says side
be,
chicks on it.
Yeah,
three bucks.
Let's do this.
$3.
Let's pass them out.
Okay.
Anyone here?
Can we go in the audience or just you three?
Let's just do it here.
Here quickly.
Let's jam.
Let's jam. Okay. All right, here's the game plan.
Okay.
You get to pick.
Oh, shit.
Uh-huh.
Mike's looking for pictures right off the bat. I like this. What do we get? Wives, fiancés, and side chicks in Hotlanta.
All right, it's Sheree Whitfield.
Mike's in there.
All right. Naturally thin. All right, here's what I want to do. Andy,
naturally
you're in charge.
Thin.
You're in charge.
Okay.
He's already open on a book.
It's Obama's book. I got to be open
on a book. Yeah. All right, do this. Yell stop on a page. So not right on the front of Bethany, but when I go through here, you're going to yell it stop and be really specific on the page number. Yell it out.
Stop.
What are we at? 162.
Okay.
Zoom in tight. Go to 162 on your book. No, yours are gonna be different.
Obama.
But make sure I can't see this, Mike.
Oh,
lift it up.
Hold on.
He's like, am I on this page?
My name's in here.
Don't let me see it. Lift it up so only you can read it.
Okay.
What did you stop me on? 162?
Yeah.
Read the first couple words to yourself. Now what? He tried moving his lips, but then he got, did you see? Are they really short, like the, he, she, of, because that's boring. Or is there any long words right
They're
there?
They're long words.
All right. Focus on a long word and pull your finger out. Is it so long you can't even count right off the bat? It's like a pretty long word?
Yeah.
Think of the first letter.
Yeah.
Watch this. Like a hiss. It's a C, isn't it?
No.
Okay, question. Did you look at two different words?
I may have. I'm drunk.
Yeah. This guy's like, I'm six drinks deep. Go back in. You looked at one word and then you switched. That one was an S, that one was a C. Go to the one with the C. Am I right? I know you looked at two words.
Yeah, I did.
I know. I could see the way he changed his mind.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And then think of another letter in the thing, and it's P. P.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
not competent. Completely. Is it completely?
Yes, it is. That's insane.
Wow, it is. It's the first word on that page.
Open Obama's book. Anywhere you want. We're going to flip through this. Make sure I'm staring at you, Andy.
Okay.
Anywhere you want. Go really slow. You're going to pick. Say stop anywhere. Well, I'm going to let you
stop.
See. Look, and is it... Names and words, or is it pictures, or what do you got?
Pictures and words.
Oh, pictures, no good. Do something, try and get one with here we go again.
Okay, stop.
Okay, is this one words too, or is it?
All words.
Look at the first couple words on the page.
Uh-huh.
You got it? Close it. Watch his eyes. I'll show you how you do it. Think of the first word.
Uh-huh.
Think of the second word.
Yep.
See how they were quick? They were quick. Short words.
Yep.
See, if it was something completely. Mike is still trying to count. He's like, I had six tequilas. Oh my God. Think of the first word and pick one of the letters in the first word. Don't say it.
Okay.
You get cut off on the highway in LA. You look at that and you go, see, you're about to do it. F, isn't it?
Yes,
if.
It
the
is.
Word is if, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
That's it. I'm done.
Wow. Good job, Oz.
If so.
Think of your bank ATM code. Look at me. All right, we're going to the bank. Let's go right now. Screw the show. We're going to bank.
Let's go to Courtney from California. Hey, Courtney, what's your question?
Hey, my question is for Mike.
Talk to me.
Okay, do you regret making those comments about Destiny's sexuality on Radio Andy?
Courtney sounds cute.
Yes. I was joking. I love her. And it was just stupid, and I apologize.
Let's go to Angela from D.C. Hey, Angela, what's your question?
Hey, Andy. My question is for Nima.
Yeah.
So after seeing how unprepared Gigi was for her pitch, would you ever want to work with her again in business?
Absolutely, because I saw Golnessa kill it at her launch event.
You're such a liar.
And no, that's not true. Oh, that's not true. And I think that Golnessa can do anything she puts her mind to it. She just wasn't prepared for that pitch. If she wants to put her mind to it, she can do it. It's her choice, ultimately.
Last call of the night, Alexa from New York.
They get a good one.
Hi, Mike. Hi, Nima. How are you?
Hi.
Love you guys. I watch you all the time.
And love you, too.
Love you. So my question for you is, do you think that it was a betrayal on MJ's part for her hanging out with Morgan after she broke up with Mike, or just so she could get intel on their breakup?
I got it.
MJ is so weird. She's like my sister, but acts like she's my girlfriend. She did the same thing with Jessica. And then with Morgan, she gets in and she acts like a jealous ex-girlfriend.
I can't stand Morgan, so I'm okay with it.
She couldn't stand you either, so it's all good.
Oh! Yeah. I want to thank Mike and Nima and Rose for more than we're on MamaTV.com tonight. That was a good last line. Thanks, everybody. Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Welcome to the small town of Chinook, where faith runs deep and secrets run deeper. In this new thriller, available exclusively on Wondery Plus, religion and crime collide when a gruesome murder rocks the isolated Montana community. Everyone is quick to point their fingers at a drug-addicted teenager, but local deputy Ruth Vogel isn't convinced. She suspects connections to a powerful religious group. Enter federal agent V.B. Loro, who has been investigating a local church for possible criminal activity. The pair form an unlikely partnership to catch the killer, unearthing secrets that leave Ruth torn between her duty to the law, her religious convictions, and her very own family. But something more sinister than murder is afoot. And someone is watching Ruth. With an all-star cast led by Emmy nominee Sanaa Lathan and Star Wars Kelly Marie Tran, Chinook is available exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Business can mean a lot of things. For some, it's earning reports, the top MBA program, investments, but business isn't everything we do. Side hustles that explode into the next billion-dollar company.
I need to create my own product that I control what the marketing is for.
Unconventional ideas that change the world we live in.
AI is everywhere, with venture capital pouring in.
From Elon Musk,
he took a massive axe and swung it through Twitter's workforce.
To Taylor Swift,
she is unstoppable as her Eras Tour stimulated local economy.
Your favorite coffee shop down the street to the vacation house you rented last weekend. Whatever business means to you, Wondery is the destination for business podcasts. Listen to top business shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more. Everything from top daily news.
There was more ranch dressing sold last year than ketchup and barbecue sauce.
We're buying the dip, literally.
To deep dives on the biggest successes and failures of our time.
20,000 people lost their jobs.
Wondery means business.